Ladies and germs, welcome back to your favorite podcast. This is Herbie House, your safe space for bad bitchery, for self-discovery. I'm Queen Herbie. This is Jedi Nick. We are, you know, coming to you with another spicy topic. We are in the midst of eclipse season, and we were just talking about this off camera, and Nick was like, we should really talk about eclipses because I think most people now have heard like the buzzword eclipse season, and you know, is it just another excuse for us to be like, oh, life is hard? Maybe.
Definitely. We'll take it.
As you know, I am the biggest astrology nerd and skeptic in this house, which I think is what makes Herbie House so unique, is because my perspective as like this Christian upbringing, you know, Midwest girl turned city girl turned artist is quite the journey. And I know a lot of you listeners have also been on a similar journey. So thank you for understanding and being here for my perspective. But I think eclipses are, while sometimes an excuse for us to complain about how hard life is, how life on Earth, there is some like scientific shit happening in the sky right now that for thousands of years, we're talking like before even biblical times, people were mapping where the planets were and how people were acting and what the general energy was during those times. So there are definitely, I believe, in this stuff, and I'm sure the truth is somewhere in the middle, right? So an eclipse is when I believe the sun and moon are like opposing each other. And so you get like that, you know, like a, it looks like there's not even a moon. It's just covered. And right now it's in Libra, I believe, which is cool. One of my babes on tour gave me a bath bomb specifically formulated for this eclipse. And I was like, how clever is that? So shout out to everybody who understands this better than us, but I feel eclipse energy. Tell me if y'all feel the same way. Sometimes like a week before, and apparently the eclipse cycle is like 6 months long, right? So it's supposed to be this opportunity for us to bring up sort of these unexpected and uncomfortable, yes?
Question, what's the difference between eclipse and retrograde?
Yes, so eclipse is aligned with like the full, you know how there's a full moon and a new moon every 2 weeks?
Sure.
The eclipse is only happens like three times a year, where that new moon or full moon is coinciding with the sun or something. I could be saying this wrong, but it's a special time.
Special time.
And it's extra heavy and extra nuanced according to the planetary conjunctions, right? So you've got planets that are at a trine, which is like a certain angle, like I think a 30 degree angle. Then you've got squares, which is like your 90 degree angle. And the trine is actually a good, you know, opposition. Whereas the square is like a bad one, or, you know, a challenging one. Nothing in astrology is bad either. It's just a way for you to see your shadow work versus times when you might be more easily thriving, right? So there's times when we're always transforming. And so the astrology really helps me to like purge old beliefs. I felt this a week ago. I was telling you, Nick. A week ago, I was like, I feel like you know, when you do a clay mask and like it starts drying and the pieces start falling off. I felt that way about old beliefs like last week.
Yeah, no, it does. It's felt like molting into a new shell.
Yeah.
It's got to be a fucking painful process as you're getting rid of the previous shell.
Yes.
You know?
And you're always doing this. Oh, shit, I forgot. I was going to grab my book and read an excerpt, but maybe we'll do that next week. But I just picked up this book. Forgive me if I'm getting the title wrong, but it's Love Yourself Into Life, The Magic Book by Ramtha. I'm like, what is this? I probably stumbled on some random reel on Instagram talking about this book. And I read the first chapter last night, y'all. So maybe it's too soon to say, let me know if you've read this book. But it basically explained that life is the illusion. And we just come here. So our oversoul, our higher self is like this gigantic, it's God, basically. We are all having our own God experience on Earth. And this physical experience is the illusion. And we designed it for ourselves to feel feelings. And so I just think astrology is such a great map. And the eclipse season, while it's scary and uncomfortable, it allows us to become badder bitches, which is what this whole Herbie House is about. So today we are talking about healing modalities because, bitch, if this is our whole purpose in life, is to just, we sent ourselves here and designed this experience, like, you know, they say everything you think manifests in your life, what you think you are, you experience.
So the projection of yourself.
Yes. Yeah, so if we're always putting ourselves through this and always on this journey back to self-love, so that's why this book called Loving Yourself Back into Life or whatever is very, very fitting. I love all these little, again, it's all an illusion, and we're going to have skeptics that are like, I don't know, Queen, Reiki doesn't work for me. That's okay. But we want to go through this list of healing modalities because you have an arsenal of tools in this illusion, this physical adventure movie that we're living. You have tools to help yourself ease through some of these transitions and these experiences, because essentially why we're doing this is so that we can make our soul more complete and so that we can become God, basically. That's the journey back to God or back to loving yourself, which
get to
in
a
this
point
book,
where you don't have to incarnate anymore, or you do not have to do, you don't, there is no need to.
And the book went right into that too. It was like, yo, once you get done with Earth and you learn all the lessons, there was a beautiful line, I'm going to mess it up, but it was like, when you go through something difficult, the moment that stops creating a feeling in your body or an emotion, it means that you've transmuted it into wisdom. So like anything hard that you're going through, if you're still emotional about it, there's still more work to be done. So these healing modalities in this illusory physical realm are just tools for us to work through these things and get to that ultimate goal and that satisfaction, that fulfillment of being like the most highest, beautiful, gorgeous, stunning version of ourselves. I personally think this is some hot tea, but like if society on Earth was about 20% more focused and invested in healing practices, a lot of our problems would be gone.
But like which type of preventative healing or emotional healing, spiritual healing? Because like we're very invested in getting healed from a pill.
Yeah, we are.
We put all or, you know, as much resources as possible because that can, you know, make money.
Yeah, that's right. An excellent point.
But it's not actually healing. It's more just like you get fucked up and then you're like, well, here's a pill to try to stop the process rather than stopping it before you get fucked up.
Yeah. And I will say, as angry as I am that pharmaceuticals is like the focus of our, you know, current life on Earth, I think that there are some brilliant things about medicine, right? A lot of this does derive from nature. And so I'm not gonna be like, you know, screw pharmaceuticals, like it works.
They made LSD.
Right, right. And that's
couldn't
on my
be
list.
All bad.
Okay,
no,
psychedelics
kidding.
Are on my list today. Yes. So we're not gonna kick everything out of the bed, which I think is the easy thing to do, like in the spiritual community, we're like, no, naturopathy. It's like, yes, bitch, definitely we wanna lean towards like the least processed options. But there are some drugs and medicines that, this brings me to my next point. Any of these things we talk about today, you don't have to do forever. I think for me, when I first got on my journey of like awakening or whatever you want to call it, I was worried that I was going to have to do like that one breathing exercise every day for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. We're going through different levels and different chapters of experiences. So you shouldn't put that expectation on yourself at all. If you need to take an antidepressant to get through a tough time, please do it. All of these things, you know, if you want to do yoga, hot yoga for a year, and then you just kind of become tired of it, or you find another healing modality that you want to commit to, I don't want to get tied to anything. I think that's the beauty in this, the freedom that maybe religions don't offer, right? Because religion, it feels like so permanent and so,
well, there's so many
conformist. It's like you have to do this forever. And it's well, what about my journey? What if it's different?
And if you don't, you go to a place called hell.
Right. And I love this.
Where it's very warm.
I'll keep bringing it back to this book because it's like my new hot discovery, right? This loving yourself into life. The first paragraph of the book, the author is like, there is no such thing as hell. And it's this, it's like, dang, we've heard this many times now.
Yeah. And you know, I've been watching all of these, I'm on a Neil deGrasse Tyson and, God, what's his name? The other guy, Brian something. He's another one of these astrophysicists, you know, genius people. And they were just talking about like how we know, there isn't really technically a thing as cold. It's just an absence of heat because they can figure out eventually it gets to a point where like it stops. The same thing with light. There isn't such a thing technically as darkness. It's just an absence of light. So I feel like the same concept, if that's a universal law of nature, you know, then there is no such thing as hell. It's just an absence of goodness.
And the beauty about life is that so far as we know, it doesn't end, right? There's energy doesn't die. So there are scientific proof that we continue after we die, right? And this book is also saying, like, you don't, you're just going to continue into the next adventure until you're finished. And some very advanced, I'm saying this because we went to the Yogananda's meditation.
Lake Shrine Fellowship.
Thank Shrine. Me trying to remember things from only a week ago.
Chicago.
We went and visited Yogananda's Lake Shrine, which is this beautiful place in Malibu that you can just make a free reservation and visit. But it's like this beautiful lake with swans and windmill and like a portion of Gandhi's ashes are there, okay, in like a beautiful urn that you can just go and just be in nature, and it's stunning. But apparently Yogananda, this dude, okay, this is Autobiography of a Yogi, this book, Steve Jobs' favorite book, according to many sources.
That's its claim to fame.
And I've read the book, and I've just been opening it up to random pages to review some of the lessons in the book. But this dude spent so much time focused on healing modalities and meditation and whatever that ascension energy thing is, that when he died, okay, so when his body, when he was like considered deceased at like 60 some years old, he was pretty young.
He was fairly young.
It appears that he just chose to exit the body. So he never had to experience physical death, according to this thing. And the coroner has like an interview in the little museum at this location where, in the newspaper, the coroner was like, yo, I've never seen this, but the body didn't decompose for 30 days. Like, there were no signs of decomposition. And so the cells of the body were vibrating on such a high level that it's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. That these things might be possible. We haven't studied them. There's not enough science, sure. And I'm skeptical, just like everybody else. But I find it really beautiful and fascinating that we can get to that point again if we just focus a little bit more on loving the self and caring for the self, knowing that we're here on this adventure. That's a little fucked up, little challenging, right?
A little weird.
A little weird. So Jedi made a really good point earlier. There's physical healing, okay, that's for the body. There's emotional healing, which we would consider of like the heart. There's mental healing, which is of the mind, right? There's spiritual, which spiritual healing is like however you can describe the soul or the spirit or that eternal part of you. And then there's holistic, which is body, heart, mind, and spirit. So I love that there's these different, you know, you can attack your healing from different angles. Attack is probably not the right word. We're aggressive.
Attack your healing.
I personally love like just screaming curse words. That'll be our first one for the day.
Oh, that's my favorite healing.
It's really helpful, okay? And they have proven this scientifically. They said cursing is like a sign of honesty or authenticity.
You hear that?
So it does really, it actually reduces pain as well. Shit, I should have looked up the study on this. I know I've read this before.
Yeah, I
read that. Fact check me if you'd like.
I read that it did, like, there was, you were more honest, I think.
And I think the pain reduction is real. It was like a 20% registered amount of pain reduced by cursing. Like when you stub your toe.
Yeah, love that.
You just yell, fuck. It's like, it helps to not hurt as much. So anyway, I just want to start this episode saying we should be more obsessed with healing, because I think just 20% more focus and like routines would improve all the problems of the world, like pretty significantly. So do your part by listening to this episode, and make sure you share it with a friend if there's somebody going through some shit and they want to have some options and just hear us talk candidly about these very woo-woo topics. As always, we like to start with a definition of the word modality, because I was like, that's kind of an intense word, right? Modality is a particular mode in which something exists or is experienced or expressed. Okay. So it's just, you know,
you have modes in music too.
Yeah, it's just an experience. It's the way that something is experienced. So if we say healing modality, it's like, does it work for you, bitch? Does it work or not? Okay, you don't have to like any of these. You don't have to do any of these, but it's fun to surf around and try different things. Okay, so let's see, where should we start? Curiosity, yes. I think we'll do a little lead-in to the list. I did some research, as always, on the popular modes of healing. There are many, okay? There's many more, and we would love to hear from the Herbie House community. If you have experienced any success with healing modalities, please share them with us, because we're going to go through a pretty long list, but there's always more.
I'd like to hear like your favorites or what you're into.
Yes, I'm going to give you my favorites, and I think we should touch on the ones I've not tried that I want to try. Because there's some weird shit out here, y'all. So the first step in Queen Herbie's healing process is curiosity. I chose this because, again, I see people walk through their lives just burning the candle at both ends. Like, this is like a way that, maybe it's the American way, maybe it's everywhere, y'all let me know. But like, I think curiosity is the first step into being like, why do I feel this way? Why does my lower back hurt? Why do I have headaches? The doctor's telling me there's nothing wrong with my head. I think that curiosity is the portal into gaining knowledge. So even if you're just like, what if my first act of self-care is Googling, like, what is the metaphysical meaning of foot pain? And then you find out, oh, it actually might mean I feel like I can't travel. I don't feel free, right? And then you work backwards from there. So the curiosity and just being in the age of information where everything is free, bitch. You have no excuse to not care for yourself at this point. It's getting easier every day.
Yeah, it is. Everything is available now. Sometimes you gotta sift through it. You gotta weed through the weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on my phone the other night just researching narcissistic abuse again, because I was like, this topic is so fascinating. One of our most popular episodes to this day. If you haven't heard it, check out the Surviving Narcissism Herbie House episode.
Totally not from real experience or anything.
Right. So I find this app that's a mixture between a therapist app, so you can actually hire professionals to speak to one-on-one and counsel, but it's also a place for the patients or the clients of therapy to speak in like support groups together anonymously. I was like, this is so smart. So it's getting easier and easier to heal yourself. Like, there are less and less excuses to walk through life with lower back pain if you can research and try to just give yourself a chance to heal it or, you know, improve upon those things. My second thing, besides curiosity and knowledge, I think skeptics, right? So myself being very skeptical of a lot of these things, right? I always use Reiki as an example, because when I started doing the aura cleanses on Instagram, a lot of comments were like, why do I like this? I don't understand. This is some witchy shit. It's like, yes, bitch, it is. When I first studied witchcraft, which was specifically Wicca, because there's like different branches of it, right? And this is an ancient pagan, I mean, it's a real thing, right? This is another form of spirituality. But what I loved the most about witchcraft was the way that they described wooing the subconscious. It's like, well, why do witches have to have hats and wands and make potions and put all these altars and crystals and all this stuff? It's just a way to demonstrate to your subconscious that you are intending something to happen. And so one of my girlfriends last night, I went to her birthday, and she said when she put wallpaper up in her bedroom, she started having like good dreams again. She wasn't dreaming before. It's like interesting how physically doing things can spark healing to happen or spark changes in your life. And in witchcraft, it's like you do these things to manifest your intention. So I just wanted to say that curiosity is huge. If you're skeptical, just know that you're right. We're doing these things to romance ourselves, like the book says, love yourself into life. We're romancing ourselves into healing, because something that is really not understood is the nervous system of the human body. It's a weird thing, y'all, and it does what it does, and we don't really care for it in the way that we could. So I hope those things help you to be open to some of these ideas that we're going to discuss. The first one I may as well start with is Reiki, because that was a shock to me. I thought the first time I heard about Reiki, I was like, this is some bullshit. You're telling me you're standing over me with your hands and there's something happening. It's like insane, right? It makes no sense. We had a friend who got like a massage and they chose Reiki, not knowing. They thought it was like some kind of cool Japanese like style of massage. And it was like, yeah, they never touched me.
They just fell asleep.
And it's like, well, okay. Now that I understand Reiki, I'm like, okay, well, there is benefits they might not know, be aware of, right? So Reiki is, you know, calling in universal source energy and channeling it through your hands and directing it into the your cell, to your body or to the client's body. And people that are psychically talented are especially great at Reiki. My first session was with Cindy Meckler. So if you've never heard of her, Cindy is, her company is Uncommon Healing. I just was like, let me just do a session. I'm desperate to feel better. Let me see. And I proceeded to cry the entire time. Like the energetic movement and release that happened in 1 hour was insane, right? So you do want to find a great practitioner. And I asked her, I was like, Cindy, what do you do with all this energy? You know, and she was like, I had to learn how to reset and clear myself after every session. So they're doing real work, y'all. I really felt that. And again, even if it was just wooing my subconscious, it worked. Okay. So you do have to be open to these ideas. And right after that session, I started taking Reiki classes, and I got attuned to like level two, which is attunement is just when, someone who's a Reiki master activates you as a healer. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful art form. It's pretty old too. So for Reiki, for example, if you're listening to the podcast, we could do like a 1 minute treatment on ourselves, right? So you basically, if you're watching on Patreon, again, if you would prefer to watch these podcasts on video, we have herbie.house. You can visit us there. It's sometimes more helpful to see with video, but if you're not watching, you can cup your hands. You kind of hold them like paddles and know that the energy is going to be flowing through like sort of the palm of your hand. And you just, with intention, you call in universal energy and source energy to flow through you. And when you're attuned by a Reiki master, this feeling increases as you practice it too. It just gets stronger, but you might be able to feel a little tingle in your hands if you're doing this with us right now. Breathing really helps too, to keep the flow. And then what you would do to do a Reiki treatment on yourself is to first start by placing your hands over your eyes. And again, keeping your fingers together and just cupping them and just relaxing in that feeling. You're sort of covering your third eye as well. And what I like to do is keep my hands in the position for about 12 seconds. I notice that that's usually enough time to feel the energy flow in and then sort of subside. And then you can move to a new position, which position two would be your temples, right? So I could give y'all a little chart of the self-treatment. It's very simple. You go eyes, temple, ears, throat, back of the head, heart, sacred. So there's a nice little 10-minute Reiki thing that you can do for yourself if you don't have access to a local healer, which I highly recommend. So that's Reiki, y'all. Huge relaxation, stress reduction, activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is like, if you know about the nervous system, it's the part of your nervous system that just runs your heartbeat and stuff. You want to be in that relaxed state, but most of us are actually in like a heightened fight or flight.
All the time.
Yeah. So that's...
it's the bunch of micro stresses.
Yeah. They also use Reiki for pain control and like anxiety and depression, all that shit. So it's a pretty great one. Okay. My second healing modality that I love so much is what I call slow mode. Slow mode is not very sophisticated. I need to still develop this, but I notice when I start getting really anxious and I start feeling burnt out and like my nervous system is buzzing and just not comfortable, I start challenging myself to slow down. Have you ever done this?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, let's say you're walking down the hallway to like go get the laundry or something. And instead of like your normal pace of walking, you say, let's just slow down like 40%. Even talking, I could slow down. And you can start to feel it have an effect on your nervous system. Mm-hmm. It's just really cool. Make tea very slowly. Put the sugar in very slow.
It happens to me a lot too. Like when you start doing this or speaking slowly or acting slowly, like you fall asleep. Like you immediately fall asleep. And that probably means like, you're fucking tired.
You need to sleep.
and if you keep doing it, then it probably means if you do it for forever and you're still falling asleep, then it's like finding different ways to actually be present and focus the whole thing. But in the beginning, it's like, no, you're actually just cracked out. You need some sleep.
Yeah. I don't think it's a permanent state to stay in slow mode. I think you can work your way back up, but it's so easy. It's so much easier in our society to get just really strung out and to spiral, right? That's what I find myself doing often.
Well, you just get more caffeine, get more sugar or something.
You know,
it's easy. They're great and they're accessible.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's
just
true.
Just keep stacking them up.
It's very true. So slow mode is one of my favorites. Walking slower, breathing slower, savoring the present moment. For those of you that are like, what, Queen, are you talking about? The present moment is best illustrated, I think, in Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now. I know it's like such a classic book at this point. Everybody's read it. Maybe not. If you haven't read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, it's to me the best description of how to be present. Because we say that a lot and it's like, well, what does it mean, right? That book had me looking at a chair like it was the most beautiful thing in the universe. You know, so there is some power in the present moment and the slow mode. I should trademark this, Queen Herbie slow mode. No.
Sounds like a drink.
It does.
The new
It's called ketamine.
The new ketamine.
Queen Herbie. It's very effective. If you haven't explored it, I highly recommend this because it's free. A lot of these healing modes cost money, right? So this one is free. Really fun one to try. To see how long, set a timer. See how long you can not look at your phone and literally do everything 40% slower, like you just hit the slow-mo button on the TV. Okay, next healing modality I have is massage and aromatherapy. Nick, you went to get a massage last week?
I sure did, Amy.
What do you think about massage?
Well, I fucking love it.
Okay. Well, that was easy.
Next question.
I notice, and this is just from going to like, you know, any generic massage house, not every masseuse is present. So it's still helpful.
It's hard. It's a lot of energy.
It's like our friend Cindy said, like you have to be on energy management for your own self as a practitioner, as a healer.
Yeah.
And I think not all massage artists are required to be spiritual, which is insane to me. It's like you should also, I also think you should have to apply to have a child, but you know, take a test.
Queen Herbie's dystopian future.
Yeah, right. Great. So not all massage technicians or practitioners are going to go deep into your energy field and give a fuck, right? But still having someone touch and move your energy around is beneficial. So
yeah,
I like, for example, my mom will not get a massage. She doesn't want people touching her. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? Like, this is the essence of life. Like, your physical body needs
release.
Needs to move.
It's a release for me. It's a release. And I notice anything, I mean, if you do anything for an hour, because also if, like, the person giving the massage to you, that's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So if you were to just give someone a massage right now for an hour, like, your thumbs are going to be super sore.
Yes.
Your wrists are going to be sore. It's a lot of energy.
It's incredible that they exist at all. But what I'm saying is what you'll learn is you'll visit different practitioners and find that there's a certain masseuse that you prefer because
exactly.
They're attentive to your needs and maybe just there's like an energetic connection between you, right? So
yeah.
That's been my experience with massage. We love also the Thai massage. That style
includes
like stretching and they like walk on your back and stuff. It's just a little bit more of an interesting
get a hammer out
experience. You know, it feels like the purpose is to heal rather than what I used to think massage was just to like, rub me. It's like, no, it's there. We have a goal here. You know, that's why they ask you before you get in the massage bed, like, what do you want to work on today? Your shoulders, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
There was one guy, oh man, I forget what it was called, the style that he did that I enjoyed for a few sessions. And then I was like, I don't need to do this anymore. So painful. The name is escaping my mind, but he said it was a particular style of massage that was just...
Is that Swedish?
No, Swedish is the most gentle.
Is it?
To me, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it's like oils and touching, but there's one that's like high pressure and it's almost violent, but it was really helpful to get, like you're sore the next day.
Yeah.
Those kind of massages. There's sports massage. I know that's kind of a name for one of the categories. And aromatherapy, y'all, if you don't incorporate like natural oils and smells into your massage, I think those are such a great sensory experience. We've got some oils running in a diffuser right now in this room as we shoot the podcast. It's like, oh, I'm just a Taurus, so I like sensual engagement. I like to have all my senses engaged when I'm focused on healing. I have a hot bath ritual on my site that I will include a link to in the show notes. I think after a massage, a hot bath is like hard to beat. A tub full of hot water, get some salts in there, girl, put some lavender oil drops. Anything to like just slow down and give yourself that extra love, I think is super, super effective. My current favorite brand of aromatherapy oils is Sage Wellness. Have you all heard of Sage? S-A-J-E. Their founder, I think they're a Canadian company. He was talking about how he went to the doctor with all these problems, like aches and pains, and they couldn't find anything wrong, right? And he was like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And he ended up learning about aromatherapy and how to use like herbal remedies to heal himself. And it worked, you know, and so he developed these potent, I think Sage is like the most potent that I've found, right? You can grab stuff on Amazon and stuff for cheap, but I'm impressed with their formulas and their
peppermint stick.
Yeah, they've got a thing called peppermint halo that you rub around your,
that shit hits
around your scalp, bitch. You are going to be radiating energy. I think some people don't like it because it's so intense.
It can be.
But now that I'm
pretty strong.
Now that I know what it is, you know, it gives me good energy, not like the strung out coffee energy. So we love that. Next on my list of healing modalities, did you have any that you wanted to bring up?
We'll see what you do first.
Well, this one is maybe one you could talk about: chiropractic and acupuncture. A lot of the websites I looked at were like chiropractic and acupuncture.
And gotta bring Doc Noonan on that.
Yeah, Nick's dad is really gifted healer in these areas.
He does both.
The first time I ever had acupuncture was your dad putting needles in me. And I remember being so nervous, y'all, but the needles are so small.
Yeah, they're like
so small. I was impressed. And about 10 minutes into it, you just get the needles and you tell them what's bothering you and you're like headaches, and they put needles like in your toes. It's the meridians of the body. We haven't talked about chi.
So this is about
chi,
like,
is like the energy, how the energy flows through a healthy body. And sometimes your chi is blocked and that's when you develop issues.
Yeah.
So the acupuncture like puts the needle in the muscle, which causes it to be like, to basically wake up and open.
Mm-hmm.
And so it definitely helped my headaches go away.
Yeah. The wild thing about all this shit is that it, you know, can be incredibly effective. And you know, there's a million stories of, say, with chiropractic, of people, you know, about to go into intensely invasive surgeries or all these different things. And then they go to a chiropractor and, you know, it's like, and then they're like, wow, I can move. I got in this hole on, there's a couple of people on YouTube that do this too, where they cut it down into little 60-second shorts, and then just the cracks and how intense they are. People couldn't even walk. And then literally at the end of the session, their pain is down like 80%. All this crazy shit. So I would definitely put this in the holistic preventative category of healing, where, you know, you use your body. It's always changing. It's always growing and then slowly starting to decay. And, you know, it's you're constantly needing adjustments.
Yeah.
As you go, it's just like, you know, getting your tires realigned, changing your oil, whatever the concept is, eating better food, like getting your body actually realigned. And also acupuncture, the same thing with your
energy,
your electric flow through your body.
Yeah. And all those things can be measured. So it's getting more legit. I know your dad and all chiropractors are somewhat frustrated because the medical industry, I'm calling it the industry because it's like a business. It's a money-making machine. They don't love chiropractic because they make everybody feel better, so they don't need as much drugs. They don't need to visit the doctor as much.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of insurance companies, like, don't cover chiropractic, which I think is so silly.
I think they do now.
Do they?
Yeah, I think it's, but that was for a long time they didn't.
Oh, yeah, and acupuncture was, like, out of the question.
Yeah,
But now it's starting to be incorporated, so this is good news, team. We're making some progress. Oh, great. So if you can give chiropractic and acupuncture a try, like even if there's nothing wrong, I'm saying that with quotations with my fingers, but I didn't think there was anything wrong with me. And the first time I was adjusted, like I had my back cracked and my neck cracked or whatever, we were riding back on a train back to Boston from Maine. And I remember sitting on the train and like, you know how you just like sometimes just put your head down, like you put your chin like down to your chest. I noticed like I could move it. I had so much more mobility and it didn't even know that I had lost it.
It's crazy.
So, hello.
I remember when my dad was learning it, You know, he we would be our his kids would be like his guinea pigs. You know, be like, come here, we'll put some fucking needles in you. And it was a big swim meet, big like state meet, and he gave a bunch of acupuncture to my brother like the night before or something, and he dropped like 20 seconds off of one of it. Was like a long distance. It was a 500 freight, but he dropped like 20 seconds off of it.
So this is not just a healing modality.
It's an interesting,
this is like a
it's steroids. No, I'm just kidding.
This is a like making your life
released his chi.
Yeah, it's like a quality of life thing. So that's great. It's not a free one, but it's a great one to try, even if you just go once to experience it, because it's pretty cool. Okay, the next one I have on the healing modalities list, this is Queen Herbie's list of her favorite. She does a lot of things as Queen Herbie. Yoga and workouts. Now I'm putting them together because I hate exercise. And I realize, y'all, after examining myself, the reason I hate exercise is because all the gyms are masculine as fuck. I think gyms are so violent and so threatening. I don't feel beautiful or strong ever. And so I've found a gym that has beautiful decor and design, but the only problem is it plays like house music really fucking loud.
So loud.
And it's like this very bougie, anything. Like stylish gym, and it's the only one I will tolerate. And I found a way to like, you know, cover my ears or whatever. Like, I don't even listen to music at the gym. You know what I would like to hear at the gym? Oh, well, obviously some Queen Herbie or some like meditation. I want to hear some Zen flutes at the gym. Like, where's that gym?
Some Andre 3000.
Like, I know it working out, it helps to have like high powered music, like whatever makes you feel powerful. Love it. But as I get older, I'm like, yo, I don't need to be juiced up. I just need to be flexible. And this is why I included yoga, because yoga is the art of stretching and developing strength, like without weights, without machines, you know. So while I have enjoyed working out occasionally at this gym, especially when I'm all cracked out on caffeine, when I'm in slow mode, girl, I want to like stretch and I want to develop strength. Like Pilates I did for a couple weeks. That was cool. Pilates was really cool. That
yeah,
was like,
it's hard too.
And you, and if you have a Pilates body, like that's a hot body. It's a slender toned body.
Pilates body.
It's very cute.
But even like weightlifting, the most successful weightlifters, it's more like you think of it as like weight stretching.
Yeah.
You're not trying to like it. You can throw as much weight on there as you want or whatever. But like I always found you're not really isolating your muscles then. You're just like, you're just kind of throwing weight around.
Right.
So if it is like lower the weight and you focus on actually like the intention of it, mm-hmm. and more it's about like the stretch of it with the weight, that's always going to be better.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to me, like focusing on the intention of the stretching of the body is not like, you know, that's like the other thing where you're just like pushing yourself too hard and people get injured all the time. It's just violent.
Yeah.
So find a workout modality that works for you, because the importance of moving the energy is massive. Like it makes a huge difference. I wanted to deny this for most of my life. And now in my late 30s, I'm like, yo, if I don't work out, like I'm a blob of disaster. I really am.
I have to. I've always had to.
Yeah.
It's the one of the only ways I know how to keep my mental health, my brain clear.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry to hark on the workouts again, but I modified it for this episode because I was like, it's for me, it's yoga and stretching.
And you know what, too? A lot of people are very intimidated by the gyms and, you know, they're like, well, I'm not going to go and this whole thing. Just go for long walks.
Yeah.
Start there. Go for anything over like 45 minutes minimum, hour if you can. Just walk for a long time.
Yeah. That helps. It works.
Big time.
One of our health teachers, I probably already told this story, but in we went to Berklee College of Music together and we had the same health class. And this brilliant teacher was like, there's literally 80% improvement when you just like walk for 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And then there's only another like 10% improvement when you do full out workouts at the gym with the bros. So just doing some movement every day is like an 80% improvement on your life.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even need to go hard, sis. So that's that. We're going to leave that there and move on because exercise is so annoying.
I love it.
Nick loves it. I love that for you.
Oh my God, thanks.
I'm really happy. I'm happy for anybody listening to this podcast that finds a modality that they love. And again, no pressure to be, you know, they say like you have to become like, I'm the gym guy now. You do have to become that, but you're always allowed to shift into something else. You don't have to be stuck forever.
But I love being the gym guy that's not a gym guy.
Yeah, totally. You know what I mean? Your practice has evolved.
Yeah, but I'm always gonna.
Gonna work out.
Well, I think I'm always gonna be in some form of shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
And you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's beautiful. Okay, the next one on my list is what I like to call lazy day. So healing modality, I know, like, for me as a Taurus, they say that Tauruses are lazy. And so that always bothered me. And I felt like I wasn't safe or allowed to be lazy. So I want you to examine this in yourself. Like, where do you not allow yourself to, like, really chill? Because it's an art form, y'all. If you're a procrastinator like me, there's additional fears of, like, what if I never get back to work again?
Yeah.
Are people afraid of crying? They're like, what if I never stop crying? No, we need to explore these modalities together. And for me, a lazy day is me in the most comfortable outfit on the couch with a blanket, lots of snacks, and a blank journal. I want you to look at the lazy day like it's a gentle way of working with yourself. You're journaling any ideas you have, fantasies, maybe watch some movies or shows that inspire you. And just go into it with an intention of like, okay, this is a self-therapy day for you, where you're going to say, what in my life am I not happy with? It's kind of like a full or new moon ritual. You're like, what is it that I'm working on? Where am I headed towards? And just relaxing and being lazy in that for like a whole ass day. That has been really effective for me, like when I'm seeking answers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll whip out the tarot cards, bitch, and I'm just out here like experiencing that safety of practicing safety of being lazy and knowing that I'm enough just existing for a day and see what I get.
It also, because we always have such a hard time slowing down because we feel like we're excited about what we do and we want to keep going and there's a lot of things that we're doing and blah, 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 blah. But it does actually, like everybody, all the studies, blah, blah, all the whatever, you can get way more done.
Yeah.
It's actually like your effectiveness, your efficiency is way higher when you take one day a week and just be a lazy piece of shit.
Yes. Super helpful.
Which is very, again, not what's the word? It's against your intuition of what you would think, but yep. it's very true. You need that space.
Mm-hmm.
Space is a big thing for me.
And again, like we hark on this all the time. We need your art. If you're having your lazy day, you're having your self-therapy day, and you feel like creating something, especially if it's outside of the realm of your work, you know, for me, I'm like, I got into beads. I got into making skincare. Like I'm DIY hobbyist whenever I can, because it gives you such space from whatever it is that's stressing you out and allows you to, you know, find the joy again, to love yourself into life again. So lazy day is my other, oh, we got some really good stuff going here.
Yeah.
The next one is sound baths or sound therapy. So this one I was super skeptical about, y'all. Okay, sound baths are, have y'all seen those things where they have the big like ceramic or glass or crystal jars and there's somebody spinning, like rubbing a, what is it called? I should have learned the names of these.
It's the sound bowl.
It's a mallet and you rub the mallet around the rim of the bowl and it sings. There's singing bowls and there's singing different bowl. Notes and different overtones. And I want to say, if you can go to one of these in real life, it is beyond gorgeous. I just sent you a video earlier, Jedi, of this place where they put you on a pool floating and put a blanket on you and they do the sound baths while you float around a pool. I was like, yo, that is the best idea ever.
Nice.
If you can't go in real life, there are some great sound bath performers, I want to call them, on YouTube. Like they're people that actually, they're performers. Some of them sing, some of them play other things. But it's been proven that it helps you to feel calmer, less stress. Your muscles can loosen. It's like a deep sense of relaxation, pain relief, the ability to sleep better, and improved mood. So sound baths are legit, mama. Let's try it. When I'm really zapped, my nervous system, I put on like one of the YouTube performers doing sound baths, and some of them are like 8 hours long, y'all. It's free. Like, yo, just put it on. Experience an afternoon, maybe on your lazy day. Have a low volume sound bath all day. I know the dogs love it too.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah.
So sound baths are great. The next one on my list is vacation. Get out and change your scenery. Like when we're talking about healing, it's sometimes like you're just stuck in your own energy and then your house is charged to match that. You've got to get out. And I'm really guilty of not doing this.
Yeah.
enough.
You love being in your,
I like
such
to just
homebody.
Bunker down. I am so like such a homebody. So getting out will reset your systems, as no matter how painful it is.
Yeah.
And no matter how annoying, and you know, it scientifically resets your vibration. Hiking is free, you know, shopping, you don't have to buy anything, right? But just getting out and getting new energy.
Stealing is free.
And don't forget to reflect while you're out too. Be like, huh, I've really been going through it lately. Like, we always have like realizations and conversations.
Yeah.
Even for us just getting in the car at night in LA, you put the windows down and the breeze is cool on your face. Movement just helps.
Movement for me helps a lot.
It is a significant source of healing.
Yeah.
For us. A couple more like small ones that we can kind of dance past. Dancing, you know, it's kind of similar to working out, but dancing is a chance for you to express yourself. It's a form of art. It promotes senses of freedom and it gets your chi. You remember that chi thing? It gets that moving. I would say orgasm. Okay, so sex, either, you know, with yourself or with a partner, is beautiful because that releases pleasure chemicals in the brain. And it just, it also gets like your blood moving. It's really important. Animals, if you have animals, if you have pets, they have been known to filter energy. So if you don't have a pet, if you're not lucky enough or privileged to have an animal in your house, you can offer to dog sit or pet sit for a friend.
Mm-hmm. Go to the pack.
Go to the pack. Like, just get a connect with animals in some way. I wanted to say go to the zoo, but it's, I don't know how I feel about zoos.
Pet the polar bears.
Pet the polar bears. Psychedelics. Okay, we've talked about this on the podcast at length. Mushrooms are becoming widely available.
LSD, not available, but super, not available. Super alien. Get all the Michael Pollan books, all the stuff.
Yep, cannabis, right? So yeah. Going on some type of a journey with a temporary like reset of the brain.
Forced mental perspective break.
Yes, yes. And I do
zoom
always
out.
Yeah, I always recommend, if you can do this with a practitioner, it's important to have a reputable source and a guide for some of these experiences. So
the important thing in all this is going to be set and setting.
Yeah.
That's going to mostly like 95% determine your experience, whether it's a good or bad trip.
Yeah. So if you're getting into heavier stuff, like even LSD or like DMT or any of these like heavier things, just make sure you have, I know ayahuasca too, we haven't tried it, but it's, you need to have a guide for some of those, right?
Yeah.
So take a little edible of cannabis, no big deal. But it is important to do very small doses and sort of, it helps you to get out of your head. And they say mushrooms also kind of reformulates the pathways in your brain. So if you've been stuck in a depressive mode or a cycle, that could be a good option for you. I know ketamine therapy is really popular too. You can have a guide for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they send you to the doses through the mail and give you like audio guides. So they're coming up with ways to.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's going to be, and it's incredibly effective compared to the stuff that we were using before.
Super, super healing.
It's going to be really interesting. Singing is a huge one.
Singing is a huge one. Now, if you're in a depressive phase, like for me, I find it hard to want to sing, but when I'm singing, you know, I'm pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, you know, shoot, karaoke is probably healing, isn't it?
Super.
There
you
go.
It's like dancing. It's just, it's such a release.
It is. And it doesn't have to be good, babe. Just do it. Okay, Aura Cleanse ASMR. I wanted to talk about this. I have so many on my list. I started watching ASMR videos like back in my Carmen days when I was with we were in our previous band and we were in the record label system. And it was a very stressful time, very confused about my identity. And I remember ASMR, first time I watched somebody do a video on YouTube and I felt tingles on the back of my neck and my scalp. That's dopamine. That's dopamine. I mean, it's such a healing. I didn't understand it at first. And as I started getting into doing my own aura cleanses, I was like, oh, I'm very inspired by ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
And so having somebody even on a video, or in real life even better, but even on video for free, if you want to enjoy some of these things, we have a bunch of extended ones on the Patreon, if you're interested in that. Again, herbie.house. You have to find somebody in ASMR that you resonate with. This is what I noticed. There's some performers that I didn't feel tingles from or as connected to. You have to be able to get lost in their voice and their energy and whatever fantasy that they're setting up for you. So definitely worth exploring. I remember explaining to my mom the phenomenon of ASMR causing these tingles and the dopamine release in the brain. And she said right away, oh, vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that's right. Remember, at work, right?
These are called triggers. So you should seek to find what your ASMR trigger is, babe, because it really is a beautiful feeling of like safety and like almost like a maternal. You just feel like you're in the nest or in the womb. Like when somebody's vacuuming for my mom specifically, she just feels instantly relaxed.
What is it for you?
My triggers are spray, which is why I love Aura Spray, because the spray bottle and the like haircuts, like the haircut.
Oh, haircuts are big for me.
People
yeah, put
like
me the fuck out.
Simulating a haircut on ASMR videos on YouTube is one of the most popular categories.
Is it? I could see that.
Because like the scissors and the cutting and the hair washing and all that.
The sounds. Oh, there are all these birds on our
patio. Some people, it's the doctor's office.
It's also the doctor's office for me too.
So find your ASMR triggers, because those are great ways if you're spiraling in anxiety to like sort of bring yourself back to homeostasis.
That's it.
Okay. Okay, the last one on my list is TRE and somatic exercise. This is my newest one, y'all. I'm pretty excited because I didn't know what this was. I knew that TRE, trauma release exercise, is where you like tire your legs out and then you go into butterfly position and then you like hold your knees at a certain angle and you start to tremor. Wow, that was the best summary I've ever done.
That was a great summary.
Thanks. TRE is fascinating and you can look it up on YouTube. Again, I don't see any danger in doing this wrong. You want to really do your research on any of these before you dive in, and there are professionals you can visit. Somatic exercise, the reason I smashed these two together is because I'm taking the Workout Witch class on somatic exercise and trauma release from the hips and the jaw. So somatic exercises are these very gentle. It feels like nothing is happening. Honestly, the first few days of this class, I was like, this has been a waste of my money and time. But on day 6 or 7, I had a full emotional release. Like, we store so much in our hips and our jaw, and the exercises for releasing these and cultivating like a more balanced nervous system are so simple. It's actually so simple. And she eventually teaches you the TRE method for the tremoring of the legs in this class. So I highly recommend. Her classes are so simple. Like, there's nothing stressful about it. You just do a little video every night. Again, it's The Workout Witch. I can give you a link to her stuff. There's a bunch of great practitioners on the internet for this. So I don't think this has to be in person. But also, if you have it, go for it. Somatics and TRE creates improvements in posture, flexibility, range of motion, and balance. So I think it's just that mind-body connection. And it's not like a difficult work. It's not really a workout. You know, I would call them like movement.
Yeah, exactly.
So gentle.
Yeah.
So those are my favorites, y'all. This is Queen Herbie's current fave healing modality list. There's a few that I haven't tried that I could share briefly, but did you have any that you wanted to add?
Well, I mean, breathing. Again,
you do love breathing.
Super fucking, it's like literally the free things. You know what I mean? Walking and breathing.
asked Jedi Nick, favorites are.
Well, I mean, because it's like you have them wherever you go, you know? So it's the breathing stuff is very, and it's through lines that you can use breathing to meditate, use breathing to heal, you can use breathing to do all these different type of things. And I would say also like creativity. Creativity can be such a huge, and that also goes with the dancing and the singing and all this stuff, but that can be such a huge, I think it's like releasing. This is, again, a letting go. It's a releasing of whatever the buildup of your tension is.
Yeah, and like being aware of it. It makes me, when you were saying singing and dancing, and I was picturing all the men in suits who have jobs, like
singing on their way to work.
They don't sing and they don't dance, I'm pretty sure. So again, if you can incorporate some of these things into your life, amazing. If you're already doing some things, amazing. Please share with the community what has worked for you. Here's a few things I would like to try. EMDR, eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. Have you heard of this?
Hey.
So apparently, if you're...
color therapy is the whole thing, too.
Oh, color therapy, of course. Painting your house like a color that soothes you. I'm hoping someday to have something in VR where you can sit in a room, a beautiful room, and just change the color of it at whim.
Yeah.
And experience those different colors and the energies that they provide for you.
The Herbie House.
Herbie House, you know. EMDR is this very interesting practice where you do want to do with a practitioner if you can. But if you're stuck in fight or flight from an event, like a traumatic event, this technique allows the brain to process and heal. So it's like a bilateral thing. So the practitioner might like move their fingers. They'll have you bring up the traumatic event in your mind, and they'll move their fingers back and forth, and your eyes have to follow the fingers. And basically what it's doing is, while you're re-experiencing that traumatic event, it allows your brain to focus on something else and process that properly, so that it doesn't continue to come up as a feeling and emotion every time you encounter it.
That's interesting.
So I'm like, wow. So bilateral is like, again, right and left. I've seen some where they do like tapping, where you like sort of have your hands crossed and you just go right, left. And the practitioner will sit there with you and help you move through it like a gentle train, just like processing it.
Oof.
So that one's fascinating. I would love to try that. Past life regression, hypnosis, finding out about your past lives. This woman I spoke to last night does past life hypnosis. And she said, people think that you want to just, it's the appeal is to like find out that you were like a Native American in a teepee. Like, the people want to find out who they were in a past life. But the real healing happens from meeting the old you and resolving any karma or any leftover traumas from past lives. So that one's supposed to be super helpful.
Yeah, I could see that. Definitely.
Cupping. It sounds like something sexual, but cupping, y'all have seen this, right? Where people leave with these round bruises on their backs.
Yeah. So Phelps did it back in the day in the Olympics.
Michael Phelps.
Everyone was like, what the fuck is all these?
The Olympic swimmers do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the practitioner will put like heat up a glass jar and like put it on your skin and move it around until a suction is created, and they just leave it there. And I don't want to do it because of the violent like bruising that happens, but I guess the suction and negative pressure like releases soft tissue and like drains fluids and toxins from it.
Yeah.
So I could see that being effective.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let us know if you've tried this. And then Qigong. Is this how you say it? Qigong. Qigong, Qigong. That one I would love to learn. This is like, I think your dad does this, right?
Tai Chi?
Is it Tai Chi? Is it so? I
think
find
he
out
was
the difference.
He did Tai Chi, yeah.
But it's movement with breathing and visualization, and that seems like the Jedi thing to do.
The martial arts can be incredibly, it doesn't have to be martial arts, but that kind of, you know, it's probably a form of yoga, you know, it's like a type of meditative movement with breathing. It's all the free things.
All the free things. I see people doing this in the park sometimes when we go walk the dogs. So there you go, y'all. We have given you a plethora, a smorgasbord of healing modalities. I hope that some of these are helpful for you. If you haven't tried them, if you have tried them, please sound off in the comments. As always, we love being here with you. We are so interested and so invested in your success as a human being. We just think y'all are brilliant. We've met a lot of you on tour now, so it's like, this is personal, bitch. Like,
oh yeah, I think when this comes out, there'll probably be more dates up. The Houston, Dallas,
yes,
Minneapolis, and Baltimore.
And Baltimore, yeah. We have four new cities and a bunch of festivals. You can go to queenherbie.com for pre-sale access. Apparently, the way to do this now is, if you want to go to a show, you have to get like a code and make sure you get the ticket. Is this because of scalpers, or why is this?
I don't know.
So do yourself a favor. We would love to see you at a live show. queenherbie.com. Just click on tour and you'll see those links ready to go. So until next time, my babes, we love you so much. Wishing you the very best for your healing journey. And we love being here to do it alongside you. Have a beautiful rest of your week.
See ya.
Bye.